Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Welcome. We're so glad you're here with us to celebrate the resurrected Christ this day. We're going to start with the children. So if the children will join me up this way. Good morning, everybody. Okay, just we have fire right here, so everybody just be aware. Talking to myself, too. Good morning. Okay, guys, I got something this morning. Anybody know what I got? I'm going to see if I can beat Mr. Conrad to the double mint this morning. You guys know about this? Should we open it up? Should we have some? All right, okay, let's do this. How many of us are there? Let me get a pack out here, and I'll start passing these. Don't open them yet, okay? Don't open them. Marcus, hold on to that. Don't open it. Don't open it. Oop, that one fell. Here you go. Don't open it. Hold on to that. Hold on to it. You don't like it? You don't have to eat it, but just hold on to it for a minute. Let me open a new pack. Don't open them yet. Just hold on. Okay, opening a new pack. Here you go. Hold on to that. Hold on to that. Here you go. Everybody today. Here you go. Here you go. Oh, we got to get a new pack open for Ashton. Hold on. Just don't open it. Don't open it. Okay, here we go. Ashton, does everybody have theirs? All right, everybody open it. I'm going to open mine too. Okay, now go ahead and eat it.
There's nothing in it.
This is a new pack of gum. I just opened these. What in the world? We were expecting something to be in here, and it's empty, right? That actually reminds me of a story that we tell today, and it's something that happened about 2,000 years ago. Jesus died on the cross, and he was in the tomb. You guys know what a tomb is? It's like a grave. He was in the grave. They had buried him. And then they went back on Sunday after they buried him on Friday. And they were expecting him to be in there, right? They were expecting something to be in there. And they opened up the tomb, or the tomb was open, depending on which gospel we're talking about. And you know what they found?
Nothing.
Why was there nothing in there?
Because
he rose from the dead. Alleluia. Say it with me. Alleluia. That means praise to God, and we say alleluia a lot today because God raised Jesus from the dead. And so when we opened up this and expected there to be something in there, there was nothing in here because I took all the gum out and then I folded it very sneakily and I put it all back in. And I even opened the bottom of these so I could open the top like normal and you wouldn't know. So I was very sneaky. That's why there was nothing in these gum wrappers. But why was there nothing in the tomb? Because Jesus had raised from the dead, which is amazing. It changes everything for us. Let's say it one more time. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Now, you're not going to go away entirely empty-handed, so you can clean up those sad faces I'm seeing. Okay, so we have several things to talk about now. One of them is I was asked to give you all one of these, and you are welcome to have one of these as soon as church is over. All right? Everyone's going to get one of these bags after church is over. So these are going to go over here. And then I got something else for you guys. All right. So you can take those Easter bags with you as a treat as we celebrate that Christ is risen. And I have something else that I need your help with. Okay, we've done these before. You've seen these. We call these sometimes our Alleluia wands, right? But I sort of went to the next level this year, and this could be trouble, but we're going to see. Some of our older kids are going to have these really big ones, and here's the thing. With these are really big, right? So you need to listen to your parents or your grandparents or whoever's with you about if they say that you need to take it easy on these, you need to take it easy on these. But I think it'd be pretty fun. What I would like you to do is when Anytime we say alleluia, anybody, you want this one? Anytime we say alleluia, Conrad, I think we're going to go with this one for you. You think you can do that? Give it a shake. Let me see it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here you go. And anytime we say alleluia, we're going to shake these. And Ashton, I think this is about your speed. And here you go, Ava, I think that's about your speed. Marcus, everybody got one that needs one? Okay, so here's what we're going to practice. You're going to have to unwrap those when you get there. But when we say alleluia, what do you do with them?
Shake them.
Shake them. Yep. All right, this is going to be fun, I hope. We are so excited. You can open it. Your parents will help you. We're not going to go to children's church right now. We're getting ready to go sing a hymn. And our hymn is going to have lots of alleluias in it, okay? So I want you to be ready. When you hear alleluia, wave this thing around, and we're going to be good to go, all right? Let's pray. Pray with me. Gracious God, you raised Jesus from the dead. Alleluia. Praise be to God. Help us to sing your praises. Amen. All right, I can already tell this is going to be fun for me to see and fun for you to deal with. Okay, guys, you can stand up and go back to your seats. And we're going to sing our first hymn in just a minute. Anybody need an extra one of these? A little one. Okay, we can take one to Maddie. Oh, but our prelude before the hymn. I forgot here. Our prelude first. Okay. Come on, Marcus. Mommy will be here soon.
Church
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated, and children, if you guys will put these right on your seats so you'll know where they are when you get back, and you can line up for Children's Church at the door with Miss Jordan.
I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witness to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. The Psalm for today is 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever.
Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it.
I thank you that you have answered me and have come my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The second reading comes from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. The women found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. And that's the good news that we gather to proclaim today, and not just on Easter Sunday, but every single time we gather, that the tomb is empty, that death could not hold Jesus. Alleluia. Praise to God. For 2,000 years now, believers have been pointing to the empty tomb, and for all of that time, the resurrection, the empty tomb, has been the sole reason that the church exists at all. But sometimes I wonder if in all the decades that many of us have been singing Christ is risen, alleluia, and in all the centuries that the church has been telling this story, I wonder if we've grown maybe too comfortable with the resurrection accounts. Like maybe we've let this whole thing be a little too routine for us. Because when I read Luke's account of the resurrection a moment ago, I didn't hear any audible gasps from you. And I did have my eyes down on the page, but I'm guessing none of you had your jaw drop open, right, in surprise and amazement. And the truth is, this is a jaw-dropping account, no matter how many times we hear it. Put yourself in the shoes of these women. You can't anoint the body on Friday night because, well, the Sabbath is already starting. So Jesus' body is put into the tomb until you can get back, which is first light on Sunday. And you're probably anxious in addition to your grieving, because who wants to put off tending to a dead body of somebody you care about? Who wants to walk away and leave the remains of a loved one over the weekend without tending to the rituals of respect and care? So you're hurrying back to the tomb on Sunday morning, but when you get there, oh my goodness, something has gone wrong. The body is gone. And before you can process what you're seeing, shazam, out of nowhere there are these two dazzling angels standing right next to you, and you fall on your face in fear. This is terrifying stuff, right? And the angels are saying, "What are you even doing here? Jesus isn't dead anymore." And if you can get past your sheer terror and think at all, you're thinking, "Not dead anymore? What do you mean not dead anymore? It's a crazy jaw on the floor, stop and go tell everybody you can find moment. I mean, this just doesn't happen. I mean, yes, of course, you can remember Jesus saying something about being raised, but that was before he was, well, dead. So you go and you tell the disciples, and most of them think you've inhaled too much of those aromatic burial spices. And can you blame them? If there is one thing that's easy to believe in, it's death, right? Like us, the disciples have watched as death eventually comes for everyone and everything, even Jesus, in whom they had such high hopes. And if we know anything about death, it's that it is always a permanent condition. It always has been. Except this crazy thing just happened. Death came for Jesus. We're sure of that. Death took him on the cross, but it could not hold him. And because it could not, well, our whole world has changed. Joined to Jesus by the waters of baptism, we are no longer bound to death. We're no longer bound then to the old rules of fear and self-preservation. They no longer apply for us, because joined to Christ's death, we are also joined to Christ's resurrection, and death will not be a permanent condition for us, because Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. And so if death is no longer the ultimate thing, if death is no longer a permanent condition, well, that affects how we live, doesn't it? It frees us, because no longer do our lives have to be about running from something, right? Death. In Jesus, we are freed to make our lives about living for something. The kingdom of the risen Lord. We are freed to work for God's kingdom that looks like healing and wholeness for all people, even if working for that kingdom makes us more likely to have a brush with death. Because death is not the final thing anymore. Jesus is risen, and the power of death has been destroyed. Which is one thing to say. Of course, death has been destroyed. But it's quite another thing to live like it's true, which is why I think we desperately need each other, which is why we desperately need the Holy Spirit's encouraging through this body of Christ. Because as many times as we have heard this resurrection story, as much as we've internalized the Easter message, too often, we have also seen the pain of this world where death can still look like it holds all the cards. And we can get complacent about the situation. Cynicism can degrade our hopefulness, which is why we need to be shocked by what we hear and proclaim this morning. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Which is to say, he is not dead anymore. Angels announced this. Women fell on their faces. They observed it and fell in terror. And the majority of the male disciples dismissed it as nonsense. But Peter has this audacious hope, this risky hope. Peter has been burned by high hopes before, but he can't help himself. He wants so badly for this to be true, for Jesus to be raised, that he abandons all decorum and runs to the tomb. He sees that it is empty and the linen cloths have been put aside by themselves. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. We are called to be the people who have this audacious hope, the people who are still shocked by the magnitude of what God has done, the people who will no longer believe in death as a permanent condition, the people who live into God's good news, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia and amen.
Join me in saying the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We pray for the renewal of the church, the world, and all of creation. Alleluia, God. You are resurrection. Bring joy to your church as we spread the good news that Jesus is risen. Lead us to proclaim this message with persistence and confidence. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Alleluia, God. You are our Creator. Open our eyes to the first fruits of new life around us, to budding trees, nourishing rains, warm breezes, and freshly tilled soil. Inspire our gratitude and renew our commitment to stewardship of the earth. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Alleluia, God. You are reconciliation. You show no partiality among the nations, but instead call all people to the way of peace. Bring an end to conflict and division, especially in Yemen, Syria, and in Sri Lanka. Renew leaders and advocates for peace with a commitment to the common good. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Alleluia, God. You are strength. Awaken hope and perseverance in all who need to hear a word of life this day. Those who are hungry, anxious, oppressed, despairing, or sick. Especially we pray for Burnett, Harold, Lydia, John, Lydia, Sheila, Gary, Sue, Bill, Joanne, Jana, Barbara, Greg, Janice, Billy, Gracie, the family of Eddie, Noah, Kevin, James, Robin, Dean, Vince, Lore, Scotty, Tyler, Ed, Chuck, Kathy, Laura, Joe and Kathy, Jen, Eric, Judy, Misty, Bobby, the family of Todd, Tim, and all those we name now. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Alleluia, God. You are comfort. Draw near to all who grieve. Refresh us with the promise that you will destroy death and that with all the saints we will be made alive forever in Christ. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God. Come near to us with your saving help for the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace.
Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in our Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached the good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God. You may be seated.
Thank you.
May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. We'll say together our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. The congregation would briefly be seated. We'll do a couple of announcements. I think most of what I have to tell you is just in here, so read this. But we do need to mention that I'm going to be out this week, so if there are pastoral care emergency things that come up, you're welcome to call me, but I'm going to be a 5.5 hour drive away, so it's going to be difficult to be there soon. So if there are really urgent things and you can't get me, you're welcome to check with our council president, Andy Ferguson, and he's got some phone numbers for some area pastors, but you can probably get me if you need me, and we'll see what we can do without having to get Andy involved, unless you just can't get me. The other thing that I wanted to mention was, if you want to keep, guys, these little wavy wands, that's great. If you don't want to keep them, or your mom is shaking her head no at me, like I see some of them doing out there, those can go, you can just pile them up here around the chair where I sit somewhere, and we'll get that taken care of. Are there other announcements we need to share for the good of the community today? Yes. So right when we get done, kids, if you'll go back with Miss Jordan, you're going to finish your lesson, and you can come back after that and get one of those bags to take with you. Other announcements? I know we got birthdays. Are you looking at me about birthdays, Latifa? No. What do you have, Latifa? If you have a lily, you're welcome to take it with you today. Yeah, that would be great. And all those who did breakfast today. Yeah, thank you. That's always a wonderful treat. We appreciate it. Everybody involved, thank you. Early mornings for you all. We wish happy birthday today to Caroline, this week to Justin, Dwight, Bobby, Kent, and Jill, and happy anniversary to Jonathan and Tina and Todd and Lori. Anybody else we should add to that list? Let's pray for them. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, guys, with the Alleluia wands, we got some more Alleluias coming. Let's stand and we'll sing.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.